It's Friday, July the 10th. The employment picture may be showing some slow improvement, but the uncertainty is causing people to ask big questions about their career path.
Do I want to boost skills? Do I want to figure out a way that I can be more flexible about where I live or exactly what I do?
Why the pandemic could be a nudge for an overhaul. Plus, an interesting surge in Chinese stocks will explain what seems to be behind it and why there are worries about it going too far. And gold isn't the only hot commodity these days. We'll tell you why the price of lumber is soaring. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. The latest U.S. numbers show a jump of more than 63,000 new coronavirus cases, another single-day record. Some hospitals in states including Texas and California face a shortage of space as U.S. coronavirus cases rise. The governor of Texas is suspending elective surgeries in some counties. And one of the nation's biggest changes is putting in sweeping new rules on masks. Next week, Starbucks will require face coverings for all customers in company-operated stores in the U.S. We got a hold of a corporate message to employees aimed at helping them avoid conflicts with customers who don't want to wear masks. The memo says that in some cases, they may have to, quote, respectfully refuse service with kindness. Joe Biden is out with a new economic plan. Our national politics reporter, Sabrina Siddiqui, gives us a look at some of the specifics.
It's rooted in this Buy American platform that in many ways seems designed to counter President Trump's America First agenda with what Biden says would be the largest mobilization of public investments in procurement, infrastructure, and research and development since World War II. What it really does is it adds a significant amount of dollars in new federal spending, roughly $700 billion more to boost the economy, and is a way to not only mitigate the damage caused by the coronavirus pandemic, but also to revitalize U.S. manufacturing and job creation. He also was really putting corporate America on notice, saying that he would not only reverse a lot of what was in the big tax overhaul that was passed by the Trump administration, but also that he would raise taxes on corporations as well as the wealthiest Americans.
Meantime, we're reporting the Trump campaign is pumping money into television ads in states he won big in 2016. The Wall Street Journal's national political reporter, John McCormick, has been looking through the latest ad tracking data.
This is not totally unusual for an incumbent president. Obama did something similar in 2012. What's sort of interesting about it in Trump's case is he is advertising in Ohio, Iowa, and Georgia, all three states that he carried from between 5 to 9 percentage points last time around. It's a reflection of the fact that they do have some worries in these states. Ohio polling is running very close. There is some nervousness. They feel like they have to reach out to that base and make sure that they're reaching out to some of those voters from 2016.
The Trump campaign tells us they have enough money to defend the states he won last time. The mayor of Seoul, South Korea, Park Won-soon, was found dead after first being reported missing on Thursday. Park had drawn praise recently for the city's aggressive response to the coronavirus. Authorities found no evidence suggesting a homicide. South Korean media cited unnamed law enforcement sources in a recent report that a former female secretary went to police accusing him of sexual misconduct. Coming up, we've seen stocks in China hit multi-year highs. We're going to take a look at the reasons behind the rally and the questions about whether it's sustainable. Motorcycle maker Harley-Davidson plans to cut around 13% of its global workforce. This follows other major layoff announcements, including Walgreens Boots, United Airlines, and Levi Strauss. Mainland Chinese stocks dipped today following a strong rally earlier in the week. Our Aisha Javed unpacks what drove the moves that many people didn't see coming.
the start of the week, the state-owned China Securities Journal published an editorial about a healthy bull market, which was viewed by many investors as an official endorsement. And that helped to drive a surge in Chinese stocks. Authorities also appear to want to avoid a bubble. By Thursday, the same newspaper was urging investors to think for the long term. Investor enthusiasm, fueled by borrowing in 2014, ultimately resulted in an epic crash in 2015. And that's something that nobody wants a repeat of.
Coming up, the job you have today may not be the job of the future. We'll look at what some Americans are doing to spruce up their skill sets in this challenging economy. As we talked about last night on the podcast, another 1.3 million Americans filed for jobless benefits last week. While new claims have been slowly dropping, unemployment is still extremely high and more layoffs loom. The labor market turmoil is prompting some of us to consider reinventing our careers, basically a reboot. Catherine Dill covers careers for the Wall Street Journal and joins us now. Hey, Catherine.
Hey, Mark.
Catherine, as we go through this pandemic, almost everyone's work situation has changed. Tens of millions have lost jobs, and those who are still working are doing so very differently. And in some cases, people are using this time to make some pretty bold changes in their careers.
Absolutely. You know, we're seeing people take this as a moment to really kind of reassess everything, either out of necessity, they've lost their job, they've been furloughed, they're sort of like reading the writing on the wall, or they're in a job, but they're thinking, this is not going to exist beyond this pandemic, or this is not going to be where I want to invest my energy, you know, once things return to quote unquote normal. And so we're seeing people make a lot of choices and do a lot of assessment around, do I want to boost skills? Do I want to figure out a way that I can be more flexible about where I live or exactly what I do? We're really seeing people take this as a moment for rethinking what might be next.
Catherine, people are making some very bold changes. People who perhaps have a background in something creative are going into something very technical, such as computer coding. This is not an unheard of shift, especially at this time.
No, it's not. I mean, one of the people we spoke with for this story had worked in fashion, had sort of already been considering making a change, you know, lost his job and then realized with this pandemic, you know, he's not going to be able to get a job like the one he had, at least not for the foreseeable future. And so, you know, he decided to go to school online. It's a really good time for remote learning. To become a UX designer. And he saw some parallels between, you know, having been a product developer in fashion, being a UX designer now. You know, he just decided that like now was the time to go for it. So that's something, you know, you think about, you know, where you've come from, some of the sort of like building blocks that you can take and what you need to add to them to get you where you're thinking about going next.
So if you're deciding on a next step or perhaps reinventing yourself, that's a very daunting challenge. Where do you even go? Where do you even begin, especially in the midst of a pandemic?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's sort of, you know, it depends, of course, on the job seeker. We see people taking a few different avenues. You know, we see people who are already in jobs, maybe considering boosting an existing skill set or looking at, you know, making a slight pivot towards here's what some of my skills are. And if I add these other skills, you know, I can get towards this other occupation. We also see people, you know, one of the people we spoke with was sort of a recent college grad retooling an existing job search. You know, he kind of opened up the role he was looking for in his industry. He had been looking for a job in procurement. He opened it up towards anything in supply chain management. That's somebody who, you know, previously would have been able to kind of write their own ticket. But in this economy, realized he needed to reassess, you know, which parts of this plan am I super attached to and which parts can I kind of broaden the horizon on?
Catherine, a big concern for people right now is the financing of all of this. Money is tight. And especially if you go to grad school, perhaps get a master's degree, none of this is cheap, especially with this uncertainty that we're living in.
Yeah, now's not the time necessarily to think what I need to get to a different job is a full-on master's degree in something different. Certainly, if that's something you had already been thinking about, you know, you'll be better set up to make that decision. But we don't necessarily hear the recommendation that now's a good time to put down a huge tuition investment in doing something totally different. We do see people opting, like I mentioned, for these sort of skills-based programs. You know, now's a good time, online learning. Some people have a little more flexibility in their time and their work right now. And so something really specific like that, that's a smaller investment, can be a better choice right now.
Catherine, a lot of us focus on our resume, what our skills are, what we've done in the past. But is there some value in just being nimble in this period of the unknown?
Definitely. And there's been value on being nimble, on being flexible. And now I would say it's at a premium. You know, one of the women we spoke to for this story had been an assistant to someone who did live events. And she just looked at this role and said, you know, nobody has this job right now, and who knows when they might have this job again. And she said, you know, the only thing about what I did that's transferable is me. And so we've seen a real emphasis on soft skills for a while, communication, teamwork, things like that. But now is a time when it's when things like, are you really resilient? Can you roll with the punches? Can you deal if your job changes or if you need new skills to do your job? Those are things that are going to be extremely valuable right now.
Catherine Dill covers workplace issues for The Wall Street Journal. Catherine, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And finally, during this pandemic, America is in the midst of a building binge. This is not anecdotal. We know because lumber futures are up more than 85% since April 1st. This includes DIY projects, decks and fences. Restaurants are quickly building outdoor seating areas. That's the demand side of things. Supply is also a concern, as a lot of sawmills closed up shop expecting people would cut back on home repairs in a tough economy. That was all wrong. As one lumber company manager told us, people didn't spend money on vacations. Instead, they stayed home and started building anything and everything. And that's what's news for this Friday. We're back with an update tonight. If you like the show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, much more on these stories on WSJ.com and our app. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.